Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you on this Labor Day. Labor Day. If ever there was a time to bring a nation together, to bring America home, it is now. While many Americans, many of our brothers and sisters in this nation, will enjoy barbecues and family picnics, our brothers and sisters in Texas and Louisiana are trying to put their lives back together, still in shock. They will labor to know what is next. They will labor and wonder why. Children will question about losses. Children will be afraid of tomorrow. They have no homes. They have none of their toys or possessions. Many will no longer have jobs to labor when the water recedes, to labor and make a living. Many Americans labor and wait as the catastrophe isn't over. Many Americans are waiting to be found and laid to rest, for they didn't survive this storm of all storms. Labor has a history of some rebellion, actually. Originally, those who took the day off didn't even get paid. But time marched on and other industries followed, and, well, history is, we have Labor Day. Labor Day is the first Monday in September, is a creation of the labor movement, and is dedicated to the social and economic achievements of American workers. It constitutes a yearly national tribute to the contributions workers have made to the strength and prosperity and well-being of our country. Where would we be without the labors of so many Americans? Think about that. What did your father do for a living? What did your grandfather do for a living? Your great-grandfather. Now, maybe some of you are fifth or fourth or third generation farmers, and you know exactly where they were. My dad worked in a factory. And my grandfather was an electrician, one of the first electricians in the lead mines down in Bon Terre, Missouri. Where would we be without all the laborers of all kinds? Had an uncle that was a welder. All kinds of labor that make this nation what it is today. The first Labor Day, the holiday, was celebrated on Tuesday, September 5th of 1882 in New York City. In accordance with the plans of the Central Labor Union, the Central Labor Union held its second Labor Day holiday just a year later on September 5th of 1883. In 1884, the first Monday in September was selected as the holiday as originally proposed, and the Central Labor Union urged similar organizations in other cities to follow the example of New York and celebrate Working Men's Holiday on that date. The idea spread with the growth of labor organizations, and in 1885, Labor Day was celebrated in many industrial centers, cities across the nation. Labor Day. As we celebrate Labor Day today, what are you doing? What is your labor for this nation? You know, I don't know if I really contribute that much as a little talker on the radio. I want to believe that I help encourage. I want to believe that I do something. But I have worked in factories before. I started, my first job was in a factory. Made Q-tips. My husband was a second generation, third generation farmer. And now he's in the construction business. Commercial construction. It takes, we watch the show, you know, the Dirty Jobs and all the different things that the host of that show does as he travels around. It takes all Americans to do all jobs. My mother was a nurse, a registered nurse. She just absolutely loved it. Just absolutely loved it. I have brothers who worked in factories. You know, Labor Day in the United States of America is something very special. And I think we tend, just like other holidays, we just kind of take it for granted. If you have a job, you need to be thankful, even if it's not one of those most precious jobs. You know, you don't have the high-paying administrative jobs. Those come with enough headaches, too. If you have a job and you're able to provide for your family, today's a good day to celebrate that. Spend it with your family, doing things together. I said my dad worked in the factory. He worked at Owens Corning Fiberglass and Fairfax, Kansas. And I have a brother that works there. He's getting ready to retire. I have a brother that works there. But on the side, my dad had another passion. He was a piano tuner. So he worked, when he wasn't working in the factory, he worked on the side tuning people's pianos. He worked for two different music companies as well as his own business. And like I said, my mother was a nurse, and after she retired from nursing, she was a volunteer. When they gave blood, when they took shots, when they had things going on, she volunteered to help. She absolutely loved it. You need to love what you do. I love what I do. I just don't get paid for it. I love what I do. I love spending my time here with you. And it's not just me. I have a producer that makes it happen. They help me with everything. I write the commercials, but they help me cut them. They help me record them. They make them sound really good. They make me sound good every day. Well, better than I could. Every day. People in all walks of life have jobs that provide something for you. And if you have a job, like I said, you need to be thankful that you are able to provide for your family. Those in Texas and Louisiana right now, when all the water recedes, jobs will be gone. They're going to have to pick up the pieces and figure out where to go and what to do. Every day, be thankful of where you are and what you can do. There's pride in having a job. There's something about actually being able to work that brings self-worth, as well as putting food on the table and shoes on the feet and clothes on the back. There's something to be said about getting up every morning, heading off to a job, getting a job done, feeling good about it, and going back home to the family. Coming home to the family. Labor Day. I hope you're having a wonderful time. I want to share a poem with you as we go into this break. Throw up your feet, start up the grill, toss on the burgers, and we'll all eat our fill. Put on the tools, put up the tools, watch the grass grow, forget the leak, and the commode overflow. The dishes can wait, go out and play. There's a good reason to be lazy, because it's called Labor Day. Labor Day. I hope you're enjoying it. And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup store, carrying soap and shower needs back and forth. Q-tips, cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4000. 4924. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is Labor Day, and I wish you a happy Labor Day, and I hope you're having a wonderful time, even if you're just doing nothing. That's what you're supposed to do. You celebrate all the labor you've done all year long, and today you're doing nothing, although I think most Americans use these holidays for catch-up days, trying to get things done. I want to share this poem. It's William Allen Drumgool if I'm pronouncing that correctly. But I think it's significant. I think I might have shared this in years past, but I think it's significant with what we're going through in this nation right now, not just the hurricane and those who are going to have to rebuild after that. But sometimes we look at our labor or we look at someone else's labor and we wonder why. This is called The Bridge Builder. An old man going a lone highway came at the evening, cold and gray, to a chasm vast and wide and steep, with waters rolling cold and deep. The old man crossed in the twilight dim. The sullen stream had no fears for him. But he turned when safe on the other side and built a bridge to span the tide. "Old man," said a fellow pilgrim near, "you are wasting your strength with building here. Your journey will end with the ending day. You never again will pass this way. You've crossed the chasm, deep and wide. Why build you this bridge at evening tide?" The builder lifted his old gray head. "Good friend, in the path I have come," he said, "there followeth after me today a youth whose feet must pass this way. the chasm that has not to me, to that fair-haired youth may a pitfall be. He too must cross in the twilight dim. Good friend, I am building this bridge for him. What are the bridges that you're building for the youth to come that might pass the same path that you have gone? I really love that poem. I love the way that it speaks. And as I watch the rioting, not the peaceful protests, but the rioting, we have fingers pointing at all who disagree, shaming one another for their opinions. Hurricane Harvey brings out the best in Americans. We have seen that. And this is who we are. We are a people who builds the bridges for those to come later. We are not the bigots. We are not all racists. And that's what the mainstream media wants us to see. They would have us to believe that that's who we are. But the world doesn't think of America in that way. No, they don't. Even some now that are on what we call the left side are struggling with what's being done. A Columbia professor, he urges the Democrats to end the disastrous identity politics. This has always been something in my life. I have always been proud to be an American. To look at the heritage from where we came, not all of our history is good. There's no doubt that it's not. No country has great history all the time. But we have been a strong people. There have always been good Americans helping one another, like we see in Texas and in Louisiana now. The American liberalism in the 21st century is in a crisis, writes the Columbia University professor Mark Lilla, due in small part to its embrace of a disastrous identity politics that divides instead of uniting. We need to be united. If you're a laborer and you're on a factory line, you care about what other people are doing on that line because that affects the job you do. An assembly line. It takes all of you. Quickly, 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 quickly. I said I worked in a factory. I ran Q-tip machines. You ran three machines at one time. What the mechanic did mattered. What the stick maker did mattered. What the cotton provider mattered. Because those made the quality good of the product that you made on those machines. It takes all of us in this nation to work together. We can't divide ourselves by class, by color, by gender, by jobs. We have to realize we are all Americans. And we need to all labor for liberty. We may differ in opinions on some things. But there is that common denominator, or there should be, if you love liberty and independence and life. If we lose the love of life and respect for life, then we see these labels. We see this division. But the respect for life of all kinds, all colors, all genders, both of them. Thinking about unity. Remembering who we are and whose we are. That is important. Having jobs and giving people worth. That's what Labor Day, that's what laboring does. We make them feel they've accomplished a great deal. Regardless of the job, taking responsibility, being able to care for your needs and for your family's needs, even if it's just the bare necessities, it's a start. From there, you plan a strategy for the next generation. You build a bridge for that next generation to do even better. Keeping up people, any people, on government subsidies and entitlements strips them of human and self-worth, strips them of their humanity, and leaves them feeling helpless. And they see themselves as victims. In turn, they become slaves to the master, and the master is big government. It's the same thing our founding fathers were fighting. It doesn't matter what race you are. It doesn't matter what gender you are. There is no plan for the next generation but to stay in that same hole. And that, my friend, is slavery. When others succeed out and out of sheer determination and hard work, they should be lifted up and esteemed and looked up to as heroes. And it's confusing to me when they are not. Bridge builders. Are you a bridge builder? We're seeing so much dissension, so much separation and division in this nation today. It's a time in my life, and I've lived a while, and I've not seen it quite like this before. I remember the division during the Vietnam War and how our Vietnam vets have been treated. We're trying to right that wrong now. I didn't live during the time of slavery in this nation, but we know what it did, and it was horrible. And we should see that now and right the wrong, and I think we are working at that. We can't change the past, but we can certainly learn from it. History is vital. History is important. What if Rushmore, Mount Rushmore, was no more? All these threats and the destruction and the taking down of Civil War statues and monuments, it's ludicrous, and it really serves no purpose. Some of those that are behind this, that are pushing this idea, are the same ones that are tearing down history in other countries. Why would you take history away? When history is removed, you don't know who you are. You do not know who you are. The chief ranger at Mount Rushmore said a week or so ago that the attacks on the monuments across the country and the threats to Mount Rushmore, you know, somebody has threatened to blow it up. They're taking them seriously. What would happen if Mount Rushmore was no more? Do you remember when they were talking about putting President Barack Obama's face on there because he was the first black president? Because it's monumental. What if Mount Rushmore was no more? Labor Day. The labors of a nation, the labors of a people, the building of bridges. They should be bringing us together as well as making the path for those coming later just a little bit easier. Labor Day. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'll be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? NAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I was asking and talking a little bit about, and I just shared briefly, what if there was no more Mount Rushmore? And I shared a little bit of that with you. History being removed is not a good thing. It's just not a good thing. Idealizing those who are undeserving, ignoring those who rise up against the odds and make people proud, I don't understand that. And I'm talking about the football player, Kaepernick. Well, you remember what he did. Kaepernick, I can't say it right. He refused to stand for the national anthem. And he made a stand. So in Black History in the Smithsonian Institute, he is recognized there under the Black Lives Matter collection, which I have a little problem, but not a lot of a problem about that. But what I do have an issue with is that Clarence Thomas is not recognized at all in this Smithsonian Institute where they have the Black History. He's the longest serving Black Supreme Court justice. There is no recognition for his high accomplishments. And there was a big issue last year. Many of the the black pastors tried to get Margaret Sanger removed from that area because she, we know, is an evil person who was a white supremacist. She developed Planned Parenthood and approved of abortions and the elimination of races that she found to be of lesser quality or equality, disabled and mentally handicapped people. That would include anyone with Down syndrome or some other kind of a disability. But it didn't happen. History, if you really study it, is who a people are. We can learn from our mistakes and move forward. Or we can hide them and not know anything. We don't have to remain there. But we really should grow from our experiences, the good and the bad. Build the bridges. Build the bridges. America is not defined by that Civil War time and in and of itself. We rose above it. We're still rising above it. I'm not going to say we're perfect. We have a long way to go, but we've come a long way, baby. The fighting and the rioting and the removing of these monuments that have been there for 100 years, they're taking us backwards, not forward. They're not serving a purpose. If we ignore our history, if we erase all evidence of our struggles, the dark times as well as the good times, we lose who we are. We become a people who stand for nothing but hate and animosity. And our labor will be for naught. Our labor will be for nothing. The struggles, the wars, the deaths will be for nothing. The division in that day was horrific. Families, brothers against brothers, fathers against sons, daughters against mothers. It was bad. And the ladies of the South, what we now know as Memorial Day, was Decoration Day. And they tried to bring a nation together. And they decorated the graves of both sides. And honored both sides. Trying to build that bridge to bring a nation back together. What if Mount Rushmore were no more? How can we come back and build those bridges for the generations to come? I have grandchildren and I have great-grandchildren. I have one on the way. I am concerned about their future. I am concerned about their liberty, their independence, their ability to have a job and to labor for their families. I'm concerned for this nation as a whole. On this Labor Day. A Labor Day when we all need to take a day off, a day of rest, a day of prayer, a time of prayer, to get on our knees, to ask forgiveness for the things that we have done in the past, and for wisdom and discernment for the things we shall do in the future, and the strength and the boldness and the courage to build the bridges that will bring a nation back together. Must it always be a tragedy such as Hurricane Harvey to bring a people together, to recognize that your neighbor is your neighbor and that you love them and you respect them? I watch these people in the floodwaters saving one another. And I wonder, what did they do for a living? And here they are, carrying people through the floodwaters, rescuing animals, putting up cots in buildings that have been provided so that these weary homeless people right now can have a place to sleep. Last week I saw on the news a journalist or a host, and she lived through Sandy, the storm of Sandy, with her children. And she was reminiscing what her children felt and the things that they said during and after that storm. And we watched the children of Hurricane Harvey. And those children, they need us to build bridges, literally and figuratively, because the path that they have is going to be a rough one. They will never forget what they have experienced, what they have lost. They also will never forget the kind hands that lifted them up, took them across the water, carried their mother across the water, brought in a boat and carried them across the water to a place of safety. We need to be a nation of bridge builders for that generation yet to come. Another Labor Day poem. This one's just for fun. People work and people play. That's why we have Labor Day. Plumbers, bakers, painters, vets, fishermen with giant nets. Firefighters, engineers, barbers snipping with the shears. Teachers, waiters, nurses, cooks. Authors writing thrilling books. Carpenters and deputies, people who take care of bees. No matter what it is you do, there's one thing that it's always true. Every worker needs to rest. I hope your Labor Day is the best. I hope you do have a good day today. I hope you do take time to remember those who are less fortunate, don't have jobs, and you realize how blessed you are if you do have a job. If you are able to labor every day and put food on the table and shoes on the feet of your children or your grandchildren. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm glad you spent a little time with me on this Labor Day, and we will be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Cries from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Cries from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book, Mankind Has to Battle Its Way Back from Near Extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. Returns, you're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is Labor Day. It is Labor Day. We've been talking. I hope I've been encouraging you some. We're kind of in a time in this nation right now, facing destruction, facing division. It's a time for us to come together. You know, we talk about we close every show to bring America home. Well, who is America? What is America? I have an article here from the Daily Signal, and it talks about Harvey, the Hurricane Harvey, bringing out the best in Americans. Anytime we've had a disaster of any kind or a trauma to this nation, we see a nation come together. We see a people that will bond together, cry together, hold hands together, try to take up arms for one another. We saw that when 9/11 hit. People went to church. Didn't last but a few months, but they did it. They stood together. They wanted to do something together. I remember when we had an assassination of a president, watching the teachers in my classroom crying. Whether you were a Democrat or Republican, a nation was in mourning. They came together. We cried together, we laughed together, we loved to eat together, and we labor together. I dare say whoever you have on your job doesn't always agree with you 100%, regardless of what your opinions are, whether it's in politics, whether it's in raising your family, whether it's in religion, regardless of what it is. No one's going to agree with you 100%. But you labor together to get a job done. Hurricane Harvey brings out the best in Americans. We've watched the videos. We've watched what they've done. It said pictures of destroyed homes and flooded neighborhoods are heartbreaking. But the inspiring images of neighbors helping neighbors and average citizens, is there such a thing as an average citizen, performing heroic acts has shown Texas and America at its best. The eyes of the country have been on Texas as it deals with the devastating effects of a hurricane, Hurricane Harvey. You know, Louisiana's just getting a mention in the news, but Louisiana has been hit too. They've been hit hard. Along with the coverage of the storm, it's the efforts of citizens, volunteers, that are becoming a major focus of the story. I saw a guy, he had a jet ski, and he went into this home and picked up this woman. She was an older woman, had her on his jet ski to take her to safety. I've seen them picking up people, physically carrying through the waters to get to a boat or to get to somewhere, out of their homes. We've seen the dogs just drenched because they've been out in the rain or had to swim across the floodwaters. It says, as William Long, head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, stressed in an interview before the storm hit, when it comes to most disasters, government alone can't save the day. Citizens need to be ready to save neighbors in harm's way. And he says, he quotes, people need to be the help before the help arrives. That's the same every day in your life. People need to be the help before the help arrives. Are you the one who had to call 911 for a neighbor but administered CPR? Are you the one who stood with a neighbor when their home was burning to the ground? People need to be the help before the help arrives. And that's who America is. Only in America can people do this. My producer has that queued up. Did you want to play that now or as we hit? All right. I want to read this last poem to you. I can't help but be choked up because I have gone through a tragedy where people have held my hand and provided for my family when we had nothing. But always finish, and this is an anonymous. If a task is once begun, never leave it till it's done. Be the labor great or small, do it well or not at all. My grandmother used to say, a job started is a job half finished. One more thing I want to share with you. This nation is separated right now, but America is the people who love one another and help. That's who we are as a whole. Lord, I lift mine eyes to the hills, knowing my help is coming from you. Your peace you give me in time of the storm. You are the source of my strength. You are the life, the strength of my life. I lift my hands in total praise to you. Be the people that help before the help arrives. That's what America is. That's who we are. We have people who hate. That will never go away. But as a whole, America is a generous nation, and right now we need generosity from others, and we need prayer, and we need love.
traffic jam. Staring at the faces in her rearview mirror, looking at the promise of the promised land. One kid dreams of fame and fortune. One kid helps pay the rent. One could end up going to prison. One just might be president.
Only in America, everyone laboring together to bring America home.
A welder's son and a banker's daughter.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.